Paula Wiseman, how are you? Hello, Paula.
Are you there?
How are you? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, just about. So we're out in an absolutely beautiful Balbriggan, and the sun's come out for us, and we're here today at Camp Diversion out in Balbriggan. It's a youth justice project. So basically, there are 15 groups of youths. Each group is made up of 7 people. And so we're here just to talk to some of the guys here that are running the event. And yeah, it's all going on around us as we speak. So just to warn you, there's going to be a little bit of noise maybe in the background.
we're used to that. Paula, listen.
Prepare yourself.
I've been here for the past two hours. What's the weather like outside?
It is beautiful. The sun has just come out. So it's nice up here. We're quite high up. So we've got a nice view of Dublin, basically, from here.
And you're in Balbriggan, is it?
Yes, we are. So I've got two guys here for us, firstly. I've got Brian Keneally with me, firstly, from Wooddale Youth Group. So, hi, Brian, how's things?
Hello, how are things, Jill?
Good. So, Brian, do you want to start off by telling us a bit about Wooddale and this whole Sphere 17 project?
Wooddale is one of the teams in the Sphere 17 youth service that covers the Dublin 17 area. And Wooddale is one of 100 justice projects that are based around the country. And it's funded by the Irish Youth Justice Service Board, who have been very generous with their funding this year, especially in the times of cutbacks. But what we do is we work with young people who are at risk of involvement in the criminal justice system. Mm-hmm. And the idea is of this camp and the other works we do is to divert young people away from crime, introduce positive pro-social activities, and hopefully make positive changes.
Yeah. So what sort of ages are the kids that you deal with?
We work with young people from the ages of 12 to 17. 12 to 17, male and female.
Okay. So where do the kids come from? Do they come to you, or how does it work?
The kids can be referred to school, social services, but primarily they'll be referred to the Garda JLO service.
Yeah.
Juvenile liaison service.
Yeah, cool. So what's your job in all of this?
My job in Sphere 17 is I would work with the two primary justice workers, and I work with the youth workers from Sphere 17. Mm-hmm. So they're just coordinating events, activities, lots of administration work, unfortunately.
Balancing
budgets and making sure that young people are getting a good service and that the taxpayers are getting value for money too.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very much a full-time job for you?
Full-time, yeah. We're full-time workers within the project, 35 hours a week. We're open 6 days a week and lots of late evenings as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would say it's absolutely amazing, the stuff that's going on here today. So we're also joined by John Maloney, who is the main organiser of today's Camp Diversion. So, John, do you want to tell us what is going on here today?
Well, indeed, Camp Diversion, it's an annual event that's a nationwide event targeting all the youth justice projects from around Ireland. And we're hosting it this year in 2014 because we won it down in Wexford last year.
Yeah.
So we won it, and it's like the Eurovision. We won it, and then they told us we've to host it.
Yeah.
So all joking aside, it's been a great opportunity to run an event this big and this diverse. And we've got 16 projects from around the country, from as far afield as Tralee, Clonmel, and then Wexford, several projects from Dublin, and people are mixing and mingling, and it's going great. It's going great.
Fantastic. So how did you get involved in all this?
Brian, my line manager, told me last year you're going to Camp Diversion, and we won it. So, no, seriously, myself and Noel Brown are the two justice workers for the Wooddale project within Sphere 17, and we run the Wooddale project. This was pretty much what Brian said, a youth justice project targeting 12 to 17-year-olds from the Coolock area, Dublin 17, who would be deemed to be at risk of causing offences or getting in trouble with the law.
Yes. Yeah. So do you want to tell us a bit about what's going on today? It's literally all happening around me. There's so many things going on. Do you want to tell the people listening that what's going on today?
Absolutely loved it. We've got 8 events on site at the moment, ranging from the Jacob's Ladder, which is this high ropes beam that reaches up to the clouds. We've got over here to our left, there's a group 3 stories up, about, well, many feet would you say, 60 feet up in the air, held on by ropes, balancing across dangly beams.
Yeah.
We've got bungee runs, we've got paintballing up here, which I'm very nervous about, if someone doesn't lose an eye or a tooth. We've got crate stacking, we've a zip line, And I'm sure I've missed one or two things. And general camping out. So camping last night,
oh,
camping
wow.
tonight. So a nice wet evening for us. And I should mention that our local Gardaí have been very involved. We've had the local Mike Project, who've been great at coming down documenting this.
Yep.
Mentioned the Darndale Hall, who donated tables and chairs to us. I'm sure I'm missing someone, but
yes.
So that'll give you a feel of the event. We've got all day today, and it finishes up at lunchtime tomorrow.
Okay. So there's an award ceremony as well later. It's all that people are competing, basically.
Absolutely. There's points for the actual event, but more importantly, we're scoring the young people on attitude, behaviour, participation, how they mix and mingle with each other. And then from about 4 to 5, our judges will get together, decide the winner, and then from 6:30 to about 7:30 there's the prize given, followed by the Artane band coming down to blast us all over with tunes and a bonfire and a singer-songwriter later on the evening.
Oh my god, it's all happening.
Brilliant.
I wish you could all be here with us, because as I say, it's absolutely amazing what's going on today. And as John said, we also got a lot of the students from the Mike Project here filming as well. And I was obviously in the Mike Project a few years ago, so it's good to sort of catch up with some of the teachers, who are my teachers at the Mike Project, and see what everyone's doing now. So yeah, we're going to be here for the next while. So we'll be back with you in half an hour to talk to a few more people.
Thanks,
talk to the students.
Thank you very much.
So back to you, Jer.